One early summer afternoon, Jerry Janicich settles into a booth in the side room of Tom and Jerry's bar, which he co-owns with boyhood friend Tom Verichek, and says the qualities that make a good bartender aren't all that different from the qualities that make a good senator.
There's nothing fancy about what you do, okay? You serve people, you treat them nice, you treat them good, you listen, you tell them what you think, you know, whether they want to hear it sometimes or not, you know, and you develop relationships.
Simple, if not a little too simple, but that's how Janicich wants to present himself. A no-frills bartender from the Iron Range, son of an iron miner, advocate for anyone who hasn't managed to become a millionaire in the dot-com age. Mike Kernicek is a regular at Tom and Jerry's. The retired police officer says he trusts Janicich's humble roots.
He has come up from the bottom, you know, just like any one of us. We've been in the trenches, and he's been there. And I'm just saying it's something you got to look at, because he's not for himself. He's for the people that he, you know, represents, basically.
While Janicich portrays himself as a regular guy, he is nonetheless closing in on 18 years in elected office, beginning with a stint as a St. Louis County Commissioner. Since 1992, he's represented Chisholm and a large portion of St. Louis County in the state Senate. As a legislator, Janicich maintained a relatively low profile until 1997, when he sponsored legislation for a new Twins ballpark in Minneapolis. That effort failed after running into overwhelming public opposition, and Janicich says he's no longer interested in pushing the issue. Otherwise, despite chairing the Economic Development Budget Committee, he's not strongly identified as a legislative leader on any particular issue. Janicich says that's a result of his behind-the-scenes style.
I probably should have, in some cases, probably should have taken credit for a lot more than I have. But I never saw that as being how you, I mean, I thought I got elected to do a job, you do the job, and the rest takes care of itself. And I think that that's always been the case. Okay.
Among his accomplishments, Janicich lists an expansion of the state's school breakfast program and funneling more money to affordable housing.
Well, I'm Jerry Janicich, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate. How are you guys?
Good.
Have a good parade.
During the Forest Lake 4th of July parade, Janicich is busy shaking hands and searching for votes. As he darts along the route in his trademark white shirt and yellow tie, he says meeting constituents is his favorite part of the campaign trail.
I like touching people. Okay, I like laughing, having fun, and I think that for the most part, still the parades we've done so far, they've been very friendly. Okay, last night we were in Albert Lee.
And by all accounts, Janicich is working hard at the grassroots level to build support. His efforts paid off earlier this summer when he secured the DFL endorsement, and last month he picked up another major supporter, the Minnesota AFL-CIO. Bernard Brummer is the president of that organization. He says labor doesn't endorse anyone lightly, and he says the endorsement will bring fresh blood to the Janicich campaign.
Any endorsement, such as the AFL-CIO COPE endorsement for the state of Minnesota, carries with it access to affiliates and to rank and file members. Information is going to be going out, and it also provides a volunteer base, if you will, that not many, if any, organizations can bring other than organized labor to this this campaign.
Brummer says the national AFL-CIO will also provide financial assistance to Janicich, although he declined to say how much. And an infusion of cash may be just what the sometimes anemic campaign needs. Financial records show as of June 30th, Janicich had raised just over $200,000. His opponents have each spent or will likely spend that much or more on television ads alone. Janicich has yet to mount a TV campaign, although he recently began a series of radio spots. True to style, the radio ads are spare. They feature a short message from the candidate focusing on his blue-collar roots.
Did you know that there are 85 millionaires in the Senate today? But not one electrician, plumber, waitress, or secretary. The United States Senate should not be a millionaire's club. The working men and women of Minnesota need genuine hometown representation, not million-dollar politics.
Janicich campaign officials say radio will dominate their broadcast advertising, but they say they'll buy some television airtime before the September primary. Political consultant Dan Kramer says that's important. Kramer worked on both of Senator Paul Wellstone's campaigns, and he says for Janicich to stay in the game, he's got to reach a broader audience.
I do think there's a very real question about whether Jerry Janicich, again, either through having enough resources to get his message out or figuring out a quirky way to get his message out in lieu of financial resources, if he can't compete on a statewide level with the others, I think there's a risk that he will fall behind. Because even the best grassroots campaigns on their own can't beat hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars of television unless there's some quirky message element to distinguish himself there.
But Kramer says it's too soon to count Janicich out. He notes Wellstone also began with a shoestring operation and succeeded in unseating incumbent Rudy Boschwitz. Janicich himself doesn't like to discuss the role money will play in the primary and general elections, except to say high-priced campaigns are distorting the political process.
And I think people have to pay attention because I think that's crucial in where we end up the next 20 years, 30 years, or where this country ends up, period. If we don't have some balance...
Janicich notes that going as far back as being elected president of the Hibbing Junior College Student Senate, he has never lost an election, and he's hoping his streak will hold out at least until November. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.